key down, I'll mention now what Al mentioned on Stickam. N2SAG said Marty might be involved in a regarding Vic's not being here, he may be involved in a family emergency or an extended phone conversation relating to the loss Marty is about to mention. The loss I'm going to mention is the death of Bob Glish. You might ask, who is Bob Glish? Well, over the years, it might not be realized by the Liberty Net participants, but there are shortwave listeners who become very loyal and faithful friends of the Liberty Net, and some of them choose to reach out and make phone calls, and some of them have been in contact with the net for 20 years. One such person is Bob Glish. Years ago, there was Bonnie Roman, and quite a few others. Some of them eventually came on to be hams. I mean, it's really wonderful, the shortwave listening community, how they respect the amateur radio operator, and that's why I really think that we should, too, do as Al was saying, and Vern, and following protocol, and also not advocating lawless behavior, and trying to work in the ways that we can, and only increase the ante when really rough times call for it, as a last resort safety valve. You know, that's what the Second Amendment was for, and not to be implemented prematurely. But anyway, here's the story. I'm shell-shocked. It happened yesterday at 1 p.m. Bob Glish even participated on the LibertyNet. He's a shortwave listener. I patched through once on my phone here, and he made conversation on the LibertyNet at least once. I was impressed with the man because he was one of the longest shortwave listeners. He would call Vic, and he would call Al especially. I think those were his favorites, and he really, really respected those individuals, and gave us information, emails, tons of information to defeat the governor in his state. He personally organized a body of individuals to get the tyrant knocked out of office, and it's a long story to hear all that, but I'll just say that I over time decided that he was one of the good old guys from kind of like the days of the Waltons, and he deserved a break. He admired amateur radio operators, but the one thing that stopped him was not the Morse code. He made himself learn the Morse code, and he did that as a teenager, and he knows it to this day. Well, he knew it to his death. It was the technical. He needed a hand in that. He had a hard life where he was unable to complete his education, and that part of it was hurting. So what I did is I purchased him the books last year, and I said I'd be his tutor and would get him his ham license, and then he would debut on the Liberty Net. And that was his dream. He really wanted to do that, and it meant so much to him, and he deserved every bit of it. He tapped out Morse code to me over the telephone, and I couldn't believe it. He said, "I haven't done that in 40 years," and he was doing about 15 words per minute, and it was right, and that's how devoted the guy was. So to all our shortwave listeners out there, we really do care about you a lot, and if you care to contact us, we welcome you, and of course we certainly miss our older shortwave listeners who had tales to tell us about the past. You know, we rely on Vic, Vern, and some others who lived before the country went totally insane, and who went through similar things. I'm trying to think, well, it was actually Vic who mentioned that one of the main problems is that you know, you're born so ignorant, and you spend a lifetime becoming educated, and finally, when you're smart enough to know the ropes, and you could elect the proper official, and put the right kind of pressure on to make a positive social change, that's when death occurs. And then the damn cycle starts all over again. So that's kept the human race down. I actually wish Vic well with his life extension efforts, which for a great while I was participating in, and I might just re-enter that involving the use of certain vitamins and other nutrients and lifestyle changes, which mainstream medicine is only catching up with today, you know, omega-3 fatty acids plus 6 and 9, the whole nine yards, which sometimes we talk about near the end of the net. With that, let me pop it back over to Al for comment, and I'll mention that when Al first came on, the station with the hum on the carrier but no audio also clashed momentarily. So if you're out there, I'll tell you what, I'll give you one more dib for now, and then let me go give it to Al if he has anything else, and if not, we'll start back at the beginning of the list. We'll take late check-ins too. So go ahead, that the carrier guy, we'll call you. Are you out there still? Any audio yet? Bring it back to Marty and to IRJ.
And we will miss him. He and his wife, Betty, were well, she is so wonderful. He was a wonderful person. And I really enjoyed receiving his phone calls and just chatting about things. He felt very strongly about things. I had spent quite a bit of my life over the past 10 years talking about the crooked politics in Wisconsin, because I have a close associate who was very greatly harmed by the criminals in Wisconsin. Remember, Wisconsin is the criminal suburb of Chicago, and always has been, even going back to the days of Al Capone. So you know, Bob represented the kind of very good Wisconsin person who, I guess, the criminal element found to be a very trusting kind of a victim population to carry out a lot of their terrible activities. Bob was totally wise to it, but you know, Wisconsinites in general are very, very trusting, decent, hardworking people, and unfortunately, they have been inundated with leftist criminals from Brooklyn, from New York area, and Chicago, and they see these very warm, accepting, trusting Wisconsin people as a kind of, I don't know, like a vampire would view a population of decent, trusting people. And but Bob was wise to it, and he fought every step of the way. He connected me with a lot of people who, in fact, were successful in getting rid of their crooked governor, Jim Doyle, who will not be running again for re-election. So Bob's activism and his determination really paid off over time. And I will miss him personally, and I know that we all will. So, Marty, I'll throw it back to you, and then you can pick up Vic. But thank you very much for your nice comments about Bob Blish. Back to you, Marty. This is N2SAG.
And one thing, Al, he thought the world of you. So many times he told me that. Of course, the same goes for Vic. And you know, when he wanted me to mention certain things, I wanted to write them down on a piece of paper, and all of the, I said, I didn't say it really, it was just that he was not feeling totally well at the time. I said, well, we'll just talk in a few days, and you can tell me everything then. But unfortunately, within just a few days, he became so sick with a cancer that he was unable to even talk. He was in bed. He lost. His wife knew that it was close when he said that his garden was not even interesting him anymore. Those were the couple loves of his life: the Liberty Net and his love for plants and animals. loyal friends who don't betray like human beings. I forgot his age. I should know on next LibertyNet. Maybe I'll mention it. I knew it at the time. But again, you always think that you're going to have your friends forever. Well, I at least made that mistake. And he had told me a lot of things, birthdays and the whole nine yards. And I never kept perfect track. But I don't think he was very old. Maybe in his late 70s, I think. Vic might know, or Al. I'll prepare you, Vic, to mention anything that you wanted to, and on the future Liberty Net, when we're not being jammed, I'll complete the eulogy. Essentially, he wanted me to tell you what we're saying right now. He wanted to say to keep up the good fight. He wanted you to know that it was a terminal condition, and then he was still feeling well enough that he personally called each of you anyway, so you knew it, but he also wanted the rest of the Liberty Net members to know that he was dying, and how much each meant. Every person on this net tonight, on my list, he knew, and he knew well. There's not one person on this list whose call sign I could say any of these call signs, and we at one point or another had deep conversations about that person, and they were all positive, believe me. Like I said, he didn't have a mean bone in his body, and that's how intimate, that's how well he got to know everybody on this frequency. Even though you didn't maybe hear him, he heard you, and you made a big change in his life. And also, Al, you mentioned his wife, Betty. They were a team. I have a photograph of them when they were married, and they were just the cutest couple in church. His wife was so pretty. And anyway, she would listen in on the phone calls, and they do it on intercom, at least with me. And so she basically heard every phone call that Bob ever made, and then they would talk about Marty saying this or that, and he told other people about Al and about Vic and various other LibertyNet participants. And if some of the normal other LibertyNet participants were here too, we would extend the inclusion to them as well, because they were indeed included. So Vic, it's your turn. If you have any comments to say regarding Bob, this is N2IRJ.
Yes, N2IRJ, this is W1WCR, real fine all around, excellent copy. And in losing Bob, I was totally shocked and dismayed. This man has been a fantastic friend throughout the years. He's been a loyal listener to the Liberty Net, and always coming up with excellent suggestions. And he did love the members of the net. He had praise for just about everybody. And I'm not sure of his exact age. I suspect he must have been in his 80s or so. I know he served in the military. I think he was out in the Aleutian Islands somewhere, out on the very tip of the Aleutians. And served his military duties out there. I would say that he was a stabilizing voice in a world of chaos, a decent man, a guy that everyone would love to have as a friend because of his loyalty and his basic decency. And that goes for both him and his wife. It's hard to find people of that quality these days, unfortunately. So, I agree with all the eulogies so far. I wish I could think of something better, but I don't feel really capable of it. So, anyway, back to you, Marty. N2IRJ from W1WCR.
You used the word love. He loved the members of the net, Vic, and that was the word I was going to use because that was truly what he said, and that's truly what he did. And I chickened out and didn't say it, but you said it, and that was true. Everyone on this list that spoke tonight, he knew you very well, knew everything you said, if you were on for the last 20 years, it was amazing. And you know what his little thing was? Certain the LibertyNet individuals, at one time or another, anyone on this list said something somewhere, sometime, where he wrote it down on a piece of paper at a public location. One of his little traits was to go to a restaurant or doctor's office or something, and he would write little notes in magazines for people, just little couple phrases, whether it's say listening to an Alex Jones website show or frequency or show or something that someone said on the LibertyNet. And like I said, over the years everyone contributed something, and he managed to, over the years, pass that on. And people would see that and ask. He would start conversations with people in restaurants, especially youngsters. Young people actually liked him. And it was a beautiful marriage. I mean, we're talking, kids growing up and not laughing at him, but laughing with him. It was beautiful how he actually educated them in public places, and it was like I said, a throwback to a halcyon time of almost non-reality. It was magical. Bob, you basically gave your condolences for Bob, right, Bob Glish?
Roger, that's correct.
Oh, I appreciate that very much, and probably this tape recording, will send to his widow, because she always participated too. She listened in on the phone calls, she knew the members, it was a beautiful love affair, three ways. She loved him, he loved her, and they both loved the LibertyNet.